Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. Today, I am going to finish off the book of Psalms. I'm going to cover Psalms 150, the last psalm in the book of Psalms. I will entitle this psalm, Let Everything Praise the Lord. It's a simple psalm. It's only 6 verses long, and its theme is very, very clear. Let everything praise the Lord. It's quite appropriate for a book that consists mainly of praise songs, Psalms 1 to 150, and the book culminates with a psalm that really emphasizes this idea of praising the Lord. In fact, it starts out with the word hallelujah, which is the Hebrew for praise the Lord, translated that way by the NASB, and the psalm ends in verse 6 with hallelujah, praise the Lord. There is no heading to the psalm, so we do not know its author, so I will just call him the psalmist. So I will begin by reading the entire psalm, verses 1 through 6. The psalmist begins, Hallelujah! Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His powerful acts. Praise Him for His abundant greatness. Praise Him with trumpet blast. Praise Him with harp and lyre. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with flute and strings. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the Psalms begins with the Hebrew word hallelujah, hallelujah, which transliterated comes out hallelujah. In verses 1 and 6, we see that word hallelujah. The NASB translates it for us as praise the Lord in verses 1 and 6. But that word is perfect for this psalm because it encapsulates the theme of the psalm, which is praising God, as we'll see. As the NIV Study Bible notes, this psalm tells where, why, how, and who should praise God. It's all about praising God, broken down into 4 categories. Where, why, how, and who should praise God? Where should God be praised? 2 places are listed in verse 1, the sanctuary and the heavens. Praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heavens. The why we should praise God is because of His acts of power and surpassing greatness. Verse 2, praise Him for His powerful acts. The how we should praise God is with everything we have. Let me list them out for you. The trumpet in verse 3. The harp in verse 3. The lyre in verse 3. The tambourine in verse 4. The dance in verse 4. The flute in verse 4. And the strings in verse 4. And last, the who should praise God. That would be everything that breathes in verse 6. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Now in verse 1, the psalmist says, praise God in His sanctuary. The sanctuary could be the temple up in heaven, or it could be the temple on earth, on Mount Moriah, Solomon's temple, or if it's during David's time in David's tabernacle in the city of David on Zion. I think it might be talking about God and His sanctuary in heaven because of Hebrew parallelism. The last part of the verse, the last part of verse 1, refers to praising God in the heavens, and the first part of verse 1 is praise God in His sanctuary, so if the parallelism is there, then sanctuary is referring to heavens. I don't think that's a slam dunk. It could be the temple itself, as John Gill and the NIV Study Bible suggest. But wherever it is, we're supposed to praise God. We're supposed to praise Him in the mighty heavens. Verse 1, the old-fashioned translation for heavens, for those of you who are used to the KJV or the NASB, is expanse, which I think is a pretty weak translation, but you hear that a lot, the expanse, the firmament, I think the King James has, which what does that mean? It's the heavens, the skies. Of course, now, there were 3 heavens in the ancient world. There was the first heaven, which was the atmosphere, the second heavens, which was the outer space where all the heavenly bodies were, and the third heaven was where God lives. And of course, here, it's where God lives. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. In verse 2, the psalmist exhorts his audience to praise God for God's powerful acts. Now that would include creation ex nihilo. That's the most powerful act of all. There was nothing, and then there was something, the universe. In verse 3, the psalmist exhorts the people to praise God with harp and lyre. Those 2 words are often confused. Here there are 2 different words. Harp is a stringed instrument that looks very much like our instrument today. A lyre is a stringed instrument that's smaller, sits on one's lap as he plays it. It consists of 2 curved upright posts and a cross piece between those posts. And hanging from that cross piece down to the base of the lyre are the strings, and the strings are plucked. If it had a soundboard and a neck, it would be a guitar, I guess, but it's not really like a guitar. It's a stringed instrument. Praise him with tambourine in verse 4. Some of the old translations, like the NASB, I think the KJV has timbrel. Nobody knows what a timbrel is. It's a tambourine. Praise him with dance. Oh, dance? You know, if we can see that Old Testament saints dance to praise Yahweh, why can't New Testament saints do the same thing? I think they can. Why is it that only charismatics do that, and not all charismatics do that, just a few? You got to be pretty joyous to be dancing. And unfortunately, a lot of times we don't feel like it. But the psalmist says praise him with dance. And they praise him with flute and strings. Flute is the Holman Christian Study Bible translation. The NASB has pipe for flute. That's close. Praise him with flute and strings. Stringed instruments. He's already mentioned a harp and a lyre. Maybe there's some other stringed instruments I don't know about. Verse 6. The psalmist says, let everything that breathes. Now, that would, of course, include all human beings, but how about the animals? John Gill says, yes, let's include them. Even the brute creatures should praise God. I'm not sure I would go that far. Maybe that's what the psalmist meant. I don't know, but at any rate, I know we're finished with Psalms 150, and I know we're finished with the book of Psalms, and I'm glad because it's taken me about 5 months to get through it. In our next audio, we will start with the book of Proverbs, some more poetry, some wisdom literature. I hope you stay tuned for that audio, and I hope you enjoyed this one.